Uh-huh.
I'll keep you at home as long as you're making money.
This is what you want over here.
I want this.
Well, let's see, I think maybe I can just move this one up like that and be all right. Right here. Is that your dad up there in the picture with you?
Yeah, yes. That is our...
Four generations, huh?
Four generations. We had five generations just before he passed away, but we never did get a picture of him. Here's a picture I have in here. Got a good picture of him. It's taken just a while after he was 90 years of age. Where is it here?
Oh my goodness, yes.
He was taken out here at the dinner out at the country club, and he shut his eyes. He didn't know the picture was going to be Tuxie. What the picture is, Continental had come up here to give me a plaque for at Silver House for as long as I've been a jobber, see.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is Harold, which is the vice president down in Houston, you know, and this here's he's probably here in town, head of the finance here in town. And they saw what they had given us. They'd seen this plaque, you see.
Uh-huh.
They happened to be out there for dinner. They come over here, and old Harold was just telling me, well, that was a cheap damn thing for a goddamn organ to give out, don't you see? And this boy taking the picture, he hollered at me, and I turned around and looked, don't you see? And then they took that picture of me.
Pretty good the way they got the award in there, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Harold was telling me that I wasn't that cheap son of a gun in a thing for a company like Continental Oil Company that says that you've been with them for 36 or 7 years, you know, he says, give me some stuff. Of course, I knew Harold also well. He was near Bunker for a long while. But that was a real picture of Dad, only he just shut his eyes, and he was past 90 there, see.
Boy, oh boy, he doesn't look that old.
Yeah, he was past 90 there, see. Yeah. Here's what I've been doing this summer. That's the way it looked before it started in on it.
Boy, what a difference. Gee whiz. It doesn't look like the same place.
Well, we turned it around. It faced the corner, see. All those things there. Well, we turned it around facing the Highland Avenue on the north, see.
Uh-huh.
What we done, you see, we cut this pier out right out here, see.
Uh-huh.
And cut that back, and then this big drive right through where underneath the building.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
And in 29, when I built that out there, that was the nicest station in Ponk City. But during the time that it got old, the corner's still good. And I just decided to go back and put it right, slap up in shape the way that it should be. I've got another picture here while I'm trying to do it. I decided to